Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. A high-ranking Iranian general says that the time has been set for the destruction of the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will come to this broadcast table with more information on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A Iranian general with the Revolutionary Guard said the date is set for Israel's destruction. I don't know that they've ever said the date has been set. We don't know what the date is, but that's pretty strong warning to the Jewish state, isn't it?
Indeed, the second in command of the Revolutionary Guards made that threat. He said, "We have all Israeli Air Force bases in our targets. We can hit all of them." He said, "We have the ability to drive," and he said this, "to drive the Jews into the sea." That's something, of course, that Yasser Arafat and many other earlier Arab leaders repeated all the time. "We're going to wipe Israel out, drive it into the sea." A couple other threats he made as well, and the Israelis shot right back. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman again repeated that Israel is very strong. He said, "We have never been more prepared for war in our 70-year history." Of course, this is because Iran has been making these dire threats, these threats of destruction, total annihilation, for many years now. So the Israelis have taken that seriously, as they need to, and have been preparing for that. And Jimmy, meanwhile, we're getting more information on the Israeli airstrike in Syria against a Syrian military base. We now know that Iran had set up there its most advanced air defense system. They had brought that in, had set it up. That's what Israel was really targeting. They've never confirmed that, but that's what all the press reports are now saying. So an active war going on, and Jimmy, meanwhile, four Saudi troops were killed in what they're saying was an Iranian-inspired terror attack in southern Saudi Arabia. That's a new development. So this war is ongoing. It's really already happening, as I've said many times. It's just at a relatively low level, but the rhetoric is now to the point where really at any moment we could see trouble, and whatever that date is, we don't know, but there is speculation, Jimmy, that Iran and some of the others want to attack Israel around the middle of May, when, of course, Israel's Gregorian calendar, Western calendar, a date of creation, May 14th, 15th, takes place. So the Israeli forces will maintain their vigilance.
David Dolan with the details behind the Iranian military saying that the time is set for the destruction of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God's prophetic word in the Bible reveals that Iran will play a key role in the efforts to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. The statement made by a high-ranking general in the Iranian military that the time is set for Israel's destruction is right out of the pages of Bible prophecy that is found in Ezekiel chapter 38. Verse 5 mentions Persia, which is modern-day Iran, a key member of the coalition of Islamic nations that will form this alliance in the last days, the days in which we are living. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...